First of all, I would like to thank Rabbi Zon and Rabbi Haykins for the opportunity of saying a few words today on this very, very important topic, the topic of Avelus Rachmana Litzlan, and the whole theme of losing someone close to yourself or someone's self. It's very important. Not enough has been done in this. I want to say that to me, Rabbi Zon is synonymous with what a Chevra Kedisha should be all about. To me, he's the chashivest person in this country. Dealing with Chevra Kedisha and Yonim, and Tavei Olav, and both of you, brachas, for all the wonderful work you're doing. It's real Chesed Shel Emes, as Chazal tell us, real Chesed Shel Emes. The critical element to me, I think, about Avelus and being Menachem Avel someone, is the concept that you're not going for yourself. You're not going because you have to make an Ichem Avelon visit, because you have to show your face so that the Avel or Avela will know that you were there. You are going there to Mechazik the Avel. They've just gone through trauma, all kinds of trauma, some more difficult trauma, some less difficult trauma. Regardless, when someone dies in an immediate family, it is difficult. And you're going to give chizuk. And the way to give chizuk is by going down to the home at a reasonable time and not dafka hacking a chaynik. On the contrary, you're going down there to hear about the person that was nifter or nifteris. You want to hear good things about their life. And your job is to bring out this type of machshavas and shmoozing from the Avelim. They have much to say. Even if the person was is there such a thing as a simple balabas or balabasta? Even if the person was a simpleton, if there's such a thing as a simpleton. People have great qualities, and you're going down there to hear those qualities, which will be a merdik aliyah for the neshama and a chizuk to the family. The idea is not to find out dafka, what happened the last day, and how did they die, and when did they die, and how long were they living, and how long did it take. Those are marishkeiten. Those are not the important things in Avelus. In Avelus, you're going over there to give chizuk to the neshama. The Veld says the reason why you say Amaki Menachem Eschem B'serach Shar Avelitzin Rishulayim, even to one individual, Eschem is plural, and you don't really say Eischa, is because the neshama is hovering in the house, the home where she was last. And the neshama is there and the Avel is there. So even if it's one person sitting Shiva, you're going there to give an aliyah to the neshama and to make the people feel good about their person that they're grieving for. That is the key. Therefore, you don't ring the doorbell a 11:45 at night and hope that they're still up, because you're hoping that they're really sleeping, but you want to be good to them. 10 o'clock is, I think, standard. That would be a wonderful thing, I think, if Klal Yisrael got together and made a decision that 10 o'clock, you just don't go be Menachem Avel after 10 o'clock, like most people don't go the first few days. 10 o'clock is a cutoff. People need some rest. It's a very hard, draining experience sitting Shiva. Very hot. I think there should be a time for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. There should be a time so people can be able to eat, but you're not going there to make it more difficult for them. You're going there to make it more easy for them. It should be pleasant. It's not pleasant. The person died. Can't be really pleasant, but you're making it a feeling of they're overcoming their grief through hearing good things. I think not overstaying your stay is very important. Some people park themselves right in front of the yovel sometimes. They'll sit there for an hour. While there are people coming in and out who are stuck in the back somewhere, you're there 10, 12 minutes tops, I think, is what someone should be sitting in. It's sure, I think they have that right. They come in for 5, 7, 8 minutes, and then they move on so the next person can come in. Now, of course, there are exceptions to every rule. Someone comes from Eretz Yisrael to Menachem Avel, or you're going to Eretz Yisrael to Menachem Avel. There are exceptions to rules, of course, or someone is very close to the family, or someone made a different type of long trip. You are looking to get the Avel or Avela to speak to you about their loss, what that loss meant to them, which will be a great chizuk to them afterwards, that they were able to give out about their father, about their mother, about their brother, their sister, their wife, their husband, their child. It should never happen. That's what you want to accomplish. That's what you want to accomplish. You want to bring tanchumim. You want to bring real tanchumim, real comfort to the people that are sitting Shiva. I sat Shiva twice, once as a young boy, and I have great memories. I have great memories of Ramesha Feinstein coming to Menachem Avel. It's a great memory of my father being nifta. No, my father's yard site is coming up in a few days, 48 yard sites. It's a long time. Still, I remember Ramesha coming into the house and telling us about our father. Sure, it's Ramesha speaking, or Yaakov Kamenetsky, or the other Gedolim who came at that time to visit. But I remember the things they said to us about our father. I was much older, of course, when my mother was in Teres around 17 years ago. But to hear wonderful things from so many people about my mother was a chizuk for us. And of course, we know it's a chizuk for the neshama of the nifteris or the nifter. We know that, of course. So that's our tafkid and our job to go there. Not, by the way, Chazal say the halacha is you should not start talking. They should start talking. I think maybe that's the reason, because we sometimes we just hack a cup. We hack on a chayinik with silly things. If the nifter, it's hard sometimes for them. Sometimes the nifter and the teres are not in the mood to speak. So you have to start talking. But where you can elicit from them responses about what you want to know, about the good things about their father and mother, you can go back early generations too. Doesn't have to be dafka about the person that person is in yeshiva for. Lav dafka, it could be also for the grandparents and the history of the mishpacha, to hear more about the family, what the family has done and what they meant to so many people. That's the tachlis, I think, of shiva, the tachlis of doing the right thing, and that's what we're looking to do. Again, the yesod, I think, should be not to do what's best for you, the menachem. You're looking to do what's best for the one you are going to be menachem, the one that's receiving the nichum, the one that's receiving the rechama, how to make them feel comfortable. Joking, on the other hand, is not appropriate either. Sometimes you know, at the base level, there's kibitzing and joking around. That's not what Chazal intended for nichum avelim. They intended to really speak about the person who passed away and to give chizuk to those that are still sitting there in a kavodika, nice, menschliche oifen fashion. The other thing I'd like to address here tonight is what is our tachlis in the nichum avelim, in the sense of what should we take out so that the Oval could walk away b'chuzuk from the whole situation and the matzav that he or she is in. I remember 48 years ago when my father was nifta, and people were looking for things to say to us to make us feel better. One of the things we heard again and again was, how lucky you are, your father didn't suffer, because he was nifta in a second. My father laid down, took a deep breath, and was nifta. Those were terrible words of nichum, that he didn't suffer. We were all suffering. My father was nifta suddenly. I was learning in Philadelphia Yeshiva at the time, and Shmuel Kamenetsky woke me up in the morning, your father is sick, whatever, and my whole life turned over upside down. So the fact that he didn't suffer is not words that the Yovel can hear or not hear. When my mother was nifteris 17 years ago, what people said again and again was, wow, you had time to say goodbye because she was sick so long. So you hear the stira, people are trying to say the right thing. My mother suffered for 4 years, insufferably. My mother lifted suddenly, my father was lifted suddenly, it was terrible. So don't look to say smart things because you think it's smart. Chizuk you can give them. And that is that all of the wonderful things they did, there's a cheshbon, there's a plan, there's a massive plan. I can't give that to you in a few short minutes on a video tonight. But we, by the time we finished hearing from the Chosh of Eden about my father, about my mother, we felt there's a plan. And these two are now in a Meridik HaChashiva place in Gan Eden. Not everybody is capable or can sit down and speak about Gan Eden or Elam Haba on that level. But certainly that there's a plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. And even though it might be hard right now to accept, Tziduk HaDin is for that reason. Why do you have Tziduk HaDin? When Mitzadek the Din, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're righteous, you do the right thing. Because we know that we're struggling with it. It's very hard. It's very hard. There's a little child that was nifter now in Eibut about 2 months ago. Parents are struggling, I'm sure, even though they're wonderful, magnificent, fantastic people. And the Kabbalah Sadin, the Tzidik Adin was extraordinary. But it's hard. Tzidik Adin is not an easy thing. But you can get across the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything and he knows what he's doing. And in the span of history, their lives will go down as lives that they helped so many people and they did for so many people and they built mishpachas. Doesn't matter if the person was a chashev gadol, the person was a more simple person, doesn't matter. Each one in his or her own right built a family, even if they did not build a family, but they accomplished in life, and upstairs that's what counts. There's cheshbonos to everything. That's a message which I don't know if everyone can give over. It's not easy. Someone who's a member of the cloth, somebody could do that easier. Of course, but I think anybody can leave that message. If the idea is to give chizuk, that your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, they were very special people and they made a change in my life. They did good things for me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all these things. There's a cheshbon for everything. That can have a dramatic effect, if not right away, because it's hurting. Open wound hurts, but eventually the wound starts to close. And the good memories come back. I used to think my mother, Alei Shalom, was sick at the end of her life, the last number of months, on a respirator. What I worried about, if she was nifteris, was, well, I always remember the way she looked at the end with all those pipes and all those tubes. With time, I remembered my mother with a smile. With time, I remembered my mother and all the wonderful things that she did for different people, which I picked up over the week of Shiva. Of course, I had a lot of knowledge before and knowledge afterwards about it. But the idea is, I think, to realize that in the span of a life, the 5,774 years of life, people have come, people have left this world. But there's a cheshbon. There's a cheshbon. And you are there to give chizuk to those people who are looking and struggling to cope with the tzidduk hadin. We should only see Yeshuas and the Chamas for Klal Yisrael. Again, grateful to the work that is being done by this wonderful organization. It's a difficult thing to be busy all day long with sadness and grief. And we are grateful to those that are doing it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring them only bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'asi yedeim.